Well, greetings to you today in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark, and this is the last day of my seven-day series on life, eternal life. And I hope it's been an inspiration to you. It has to me as I've been studying this and reading about it and sharing these messages. A lot more could be said about eternal life. And I really think that I learned and saw some things here that I hadn't seen before, that eternal life isn't just in the future, but it's right now. It's when we give our life to Christ and when we have a relationship with Him. And life is in the Son. It's abiding in Christ. It's if we have the Son, we have life. If we don't have the Son, we don't have eternal life. And it's not a matter of knowledge, knowing something about God. It's having a real relationship with Him. And that's a very important thing for us to see, that it's a relationship with God and with His Son. It's not just knowing some facts or knowing some things about God or even knowing His Word, just, you know, knowing all the different things about His Word and stuff like that. But it's knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. And being in Him, if we are in Christ, we have eternal life. If we're not in Christ, we don't have eternal life. In 1 John, it says in verses 1 and 2, it says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifest, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. Well, this is John's testimony of this person that came to this earth and who he followed, who he got to know, and who changed his life. And he was with the Lord Jesus Christ. He saw his miracles. He saw all the things that he did. They ate together. They walked on the roads together. They did all these things together, and he saw him. He handled him. He loved the Lord Jesus. He had a relationship with him. And it says there that his hands have handled of the word of life, the Lord Jesus Christ. For the life was manifest, or it was made very clear and plain, and we have seen it, and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life, the Lord Jesus Christ, that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. It's a relationship with Christ like John had there. Of course, we don't handle him anymore in a physical sense, but we can have a relationship with him and him with us. In John chapter 5, verses 24 through 26, it says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. Well, when it says here that the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, I don't think that's talking about physically dead people. I think it's talking about spiritually dead people. When you and I, who are dead in our trespasses and sins, hear the voice of the Son of God, and we see that in Him we have life, that we hear His word, like it said there in the first verse I read, 24, that we hear His word and believe on Him, we have everlasting life. And in Colossians it says, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Christ needs to be our life. He needs to be our all in all, that we think about Him throughout the day, we commune with Him throughout the day, we give our lives to Him throughout the day, we abide in Him, we trust in Him, we bring our needs to Him, our requests to Him, we bring our sorrows, our joys, we rejoice in Christ. This kind of relationship, just as Jesus had with the Father, He didn't do things of His own. He did what the Father asked Him to do. He didn't do His own will. He did the will of the Father. And in that same sense, if we would take that and just do the will of Christ, we have His Word. We know what His Word says. We do the will of Christ. We walk by His Spirit. We are led and guided by His Spirit and not by our own desires and by the flesh. If we are living in this way, we have eternal life. In John chapter 17, verse 2, and this is probably the key verse for our whole teaching on life this week. This would be the key verse, 17 verse 2 and 3. As Thou hast given Him power over all flesh, this is talking about God giving the Son, the Lord Jesus, that as Thou hast given Him power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him. So Jesus will give eternal life. The Father will give eternal life to as many that Jesus would give eternal life to as many as the Father hath given Him. And this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. That we would know God, and that's not just a head knowledge of God, but an actual relationship with God, that we might know God. And this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. What a beautiful passage. And so it's a relationship with Christ, and it's living our lives for Him. Well, we have in 1 John chapter 5, verse 20, it says, "And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know Him that is true, and that we are in Him that is true, even in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. For we know Him that is true, and that we are in Him that is true, even in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life." So it's a relationship with Christ. It's knowing God and knowing His Son, and knowing in a way that it's not just knowing some facts. It's not just knowing even His Word. It's knowing Him and walking according to His way and His leading and His guiding. In John chapter 20, verse 31, it says, "But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name." Life is through Jesus Christ. And one last verse that I want to look at would be over in John chapter 3, verse 15. It says that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Verse 36 says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Well, if we see that God's love, he loved the whole world, that he gave Jesus Christ, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And that's his will for us. He wants all men to be saved, and he wants us to experience that eternal life. Remember when what Jesus said there, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's the way to the Father. He's the way to eternal life, and he is eternal life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes into the Father but by me. And another verse that says that he has given life more abundantly. That's the kind of life, that's the life that Jesus wants to give us. And it's through a relationship with him. It's through living our lives for him. And well, God bless you. This has been a real good week for me studying this, and I hope it's been an inspiration to you also. I just hope and pray that you would take this life, receive it into your heart, receive Christ into your life, that you would have this life abiding in you, and that you would also take it to others. Take this eternal life to others and show them how they can have a relationship with Christ. Well, God bless you.